big goals, key saves, and post-game comments all in one place. This is CBJ Rewind. Here's your host, Zachary Rodier.
Last night, the Columbus Blue Jackets fell to the Pittsburgh Penguins 5-3 at PPG Paints Arena. A little over halfway through the first, Jesse Puljujärvi opened the scoring for the Penguins. And near the end of the frame, Evgeny Malkin made it 2-0 for Pittsburgh, but around 4:30 into the second, Johnny Gaudreau got one back for Columbus.
Crosby trying to steal it from Werenski. Zach jams it over to Damon Severson. He finds Jack Roslovic back to Werenski, carry across the blue line. Another pass that just misses its mark. Roslovic will chase it behind the net, finds Johnny Gaudreau with a one-timer, and he scores. Here's Johnny.
Less than a minute later, Andrew Peak tied the game.
Texier does come out with the puck, tried to jam it in from the side of the net. Jari made the save. Andrew Peak across the ice for Jake Bean. Back to Peak, walks in, takes a shot, and a score! That one deflected on the way in. And the Blue Jackets have come back to tie the game quickly here. It is 2-2 as number two returns to the lineup. And helps the Blue Jackets get back to a tie.
With around 5 minutes left in the second, Rickard Rakell got the lead for Pittsburgh on the power play. But a little over 8 minutes into the third, Jack Roslovic scored shorthanded to tie the game for the Jackets.
Follow-up chance maybe by Carlson, goes left wing circle. Here's a shot that gets blocked, and Roslovic picks up the rebound. And up the ice he'll come. He's got a man trying to join the rush, and Roslovic takes the shot, and he scores! You don't know Jack! Jack Roslovic has just tied this game at three!
22 seconds later, Jeff Carter and the Penguins regained the lead on the power play, and around a minute later, Riley Smith scored for Pittsburgh, leading to the 5-3 loss for Columbus. After the game, Blue Jackets head coach Pascal Vincent said that he believes his team played well enough to win.
Well, we were in a position to win this game. Like, the first goal goes over Severson's stick. Like, it's a clean breakout, just goes over Severson's stick, and the first thing you know, it's in the back of your net. Two goals, we just puck deflects it. In our net, basically. That we wouldn't change anything. Like, the Peaker was in a good position. Gudbrandsson is trying to clear the puck, and it ends up in our net. We played hard. We competed. Second period was our best period of the game. Understanding that we're on the back-to-back and the energy and the way we competed tonight, that's why it's frustrating, because I really feel we should have won that game.
The Blue Jackets are back on the ice Thursday night at 7 as they host the Edmonton Oilers at Nationwide Arena. The pregame show starts at 6:30 both on Valley Sports and the Blue Jackets Radio Network. With CBJ Rewind, I'm Zachary Rodier.